Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY22 earnings conference call of Sharda Energy and Minerals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sharda, Joint Managing Director, Sharda Energy and Minerals Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. A very good morning, everyone. I extend a very warm welcome to all of you to the Q3 FY22 earnings call of Sharda Energy and Minerals Limited. Our press release and investor presentation containing details of performance has been uploaded. Today's discussions may include forward-looking statements which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. The quarter gone by has been quarter of consolidation for metals industry. The company has recorded highest ever production of ferroalloys. From November 2021, all five ferroalloys furnaces in Raipur have become fully operational, which is reflected in improved production. Full effect of this will be reflected in the current quarter. Average price realization of all products except iron ore pellets was better than previous quarter because of lower price realization from pellet and increased cost of coal and coke. Operating profit from steel segment fell, which was offset by increased profitability of ferroalloys segment. We have exported 23,500 metric tons of ferroalloys during the quarter against 12,000 metric tons in Q3 FY21. The Rongnichu hydropower project operated satisfactorily and generated EBITDA of around rupees 52 crores during the quarter. MBPCL has received all amounts due from the customer till date. The Garepalma 4x7 coal mine commenced operation on 14th December 2021, 3 months ahead of time granted by the government. Production of coal started from the mine on 6th January 2022. The company has achieved the rated capacity. The coal washery beside the mine has become operational from yesterday. This will help us in getting desired quality of coal for our manufacturing facilities and save on transportation cost. We have initiated steps to get approvals for increasing production from this mine from 1.2 million tons to 1.8 million tons. The process of approval is going on for Shahpur West coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. Auction of iron ore mines in the state of Chhattisgarh has been stayed by the Honorable High Court of Chhattisgarh. We are participating in the auction process of iron ore mines. Work on the ferroalloy expansion project at Vizag is progressing well, and the third furnace is expected to be operational ahead of scheduled commissioning timeline of March 2023. Construction work at 25 megawatt Reher hydropower project has started and progressing smoothly. We expect to complete the project before end of FY24-25. Mr. P.K. Jainji will brief about financial performance and position of the company.
Thanks, Pankaj. The company has achieved highest ever consolidated revenue for the 9 months ended December 2021, amounting to rupees 2,833 crores. We have achieved consolidated revenue of 1,000 crores during quarter 3 FY22 against rupees 1,025 crores in Q2 FY22 and rupees 604 crores in Q3 FY21. Which is flat quarter on quarter and grew by 66% year on year. If we remove seasonal effect of the hydropower, the revenue earned was better than quarter two. The company has reported operating EBITDA of rupees 322 crores during the quarter against rupees 413 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 276 crores in quarter 3 FY21. The company's profit after tax at the consolidated level stood at rupees 167 crores against rupees 256 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 116 crores in quarter 3 FY21, resulting into an earning per share of rupees 46 per share for the quarter and rupees 164 for 9 months. The fall in profitability for the quarter is mainly on account of fall in profit of hydropower projects, which is seasonal in nature, and booking of mark-to-market losses as against mark-to-market gain booked in the quarter 2 debt position. At the stand-alone level, the company continues to be debt-free. As on 31st December, gross debt stood at below rupees 1600 crores. The total debt net of cash and liquid investments stood at rupees 1200 crores approximate, and net loans after loans given is about rupees 800 crores. Loans repayable within next 1 year is rupees 180 crores. Ongoing capexes, including for coal mines, have been financed from the internal accruals. Madhya Bharat Power Corporation Limited has prepaid loan of about rupees 114 crores in the current quarter. Our dialogue with lenders is in advanced stage for refinancing of the loan taken for 113 megawatt hydropower project. We expect to complete the refinance or renegotiation of the terms of the loan with the existing lenders in the current quarter. External credit rating of Madhya Bharat Power Corporation Limited is also under review, and we expect a substantial upgrade very soon. Now I request Sri Manish Chadha to brief about global and domestic scenario of the steel and ferroalloys and also the industry outlook.
Thanks, Mr. Chen. During calendar year 2021, India produced 118 million metric tons of steel against 100.3 million metric tons in CY20, registering a growth of 17.8% against global growth of 3.7% and degrowth of 3% in China. Japan and India recorded highest growth for 2021 in the range of 18%. India exported 3.74 million metric tons of steel in this quarter against 5.99 million metric tons in quarter 2 and 2.84 million metric tons in quarter 3 of 21. Fall in exports was offset by increased domestic consumption. The apparent consumption was up from 24.7 million metric tons to 26.96 million metric tons quarter on quarter, but fell year on year from 28.2 million metric tons. China's steel production was falling month on month from April 21, 103.9 million metric tons to 69.3 million metric tons in November 21. However, it has recorded positive growth in December. China's share in global production has fallen from 56.5% in April to 52.95% in December, whereas India's share has gone up from 5.76 to 6.1. In view of Winter Olympics, production cut is expected to continue in China to contain emissions. India exported 619,000 of ferroalloys during the quarter against 56.3K in quarter 2 and 38.3K in quarter 3, FY21 in December. The country recorded sharp rise in exports to 241,000 metric tons. Overall outlook, after correction in Q3, prices of iron ore and pellet have started rising again on the back of demand from China. Price of coal and coke is also going up after export restrictions imposed by Indonesia and fall of production in South Africa. Prices of ferroalloys are also moving up due to increased prices of energy. Any Ukraine will affect ferroalloy supply and move up the prices further. Our Gare-Palma 4x7 coal block has started operation. Coal production from our mine will provide much needed hedge to the company against price volatility and substantial savings in the fuel cost and also additional revenue from sale of surplus coal. The increased domestic consumption and stable export demand has balanced domestic demand supply of steel and ferroalloys, which should enable capacity utilization and improve pricing. This is all about the performance and outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. We thank all investors who have spared time to attend this investor call organized by the company. We have tried to reply to your queries. In case any of the questions remain unanswered or for any further inquiries, investors can always reach to the company or our IR team. The coordinates are given in the investor presentation filled with the stock exchanges. Thanks once again for sparing your valuable time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yash Agarwal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning, sir. Just wanted to understand what has been the quantum of the rise in pellets and sponge iron in the month of January, February, after the close of the third quarter. And, you know, this is mainly led by increasing production in China. How sustainable do you think it could be?
You are asking about the prices?
Yeah, about the prices in the month of January, February. Just wanted to know what has been the quantum of increase in prices of pellets and sponge iron, you know, in January and February. And this is led by the export market primarily, or it's both domestic and export?
The exact quantum I won't be able to tell you right now, but there has been an increase because of the domestic demand, also because of the export demand which is there from China. As we have seen that iron ore supplies have been restricted from Brazil because of weather issues, and also from Australia because of weather issues. And we foresee that the pellet prices and iron ore prices will remain firm once the Winter Olympics are over and once China is back from their holiday period.
And so coal, so at the moment, how much of the coal are we outsourcing, and after the coal block is operational, will we be completely captive, or there is, so yeah, my question was that how much of the coal are we going to be buying from the outside market after the coal block is operational?
Oh, for the
completely captive.
For the Vizag plant, definitely we will be buying because we are sitting on the port there. But for Raipur, the RB1 and RB2, the South African coal that we are buying, once our washeries have started yesterday. So definitely the purchase will fall down by almost 50%.
Got it. And I had one bookkeeping question. So what is the EBITDA from the hydropower unit in the 9 months?
EBITDA is about 154 crores.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and good morning to the entire team of Tata Energy. So my first question was related to the steel division. If we see the total production of pellets till now, we have done close to 580,000, and our EC is close to 8 lakh ton. So my question is, will we be able to reach our full capacity in Q4?
Maybe marginally lower than that. That is the total upper limit of 8 lakh tons. We should be able to produce somewhere between 7.5 to 8 lakh tons. 7.75, 7.8, whatever it is, but it will be less. 8 is the upper limit.
Okay. Got it. And secondly, my question was, in general, I wanted to understand how will our spread go from here onwards, because now we have seen increase in, you know, realization across our value chain, and secondly, now fuel costs have also gone down. So how do we see spread going ahead Q1Q? Okay, I'll try once again. So my question was regarding the spread in steel business. Given that realizations have started increasing and our coal costs have also reduced because of the coal, so how do we see, you know, the spread going ahead Q1Q?
No, whatever incremental benefit will be there on account of the coal, that will be accruing to the company on the captive consumption part, definitely.
Okay, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Madhukar, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
So congratulations for very good results, sir. Thank you very much. The cost of imported coal is how much, and what is the quantity? Cost of mined coal, local coal, is how much, and what is the quantity?
think the cost of imported coal has crossed 15,000 rupees a ton.
That's
yeah, export. That is export. Plus 2,000 is transportation cost.
So 17,000.
17,000 plus. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So and what is the quantity imported?
So the quantity imported will go down now. So it will go down now. So we were almost around 500,000, 0.5 million to 0.4 million we were importing for our Raipur plant. So we expect to reduce it by 50% immediately.
50, 50. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And what is the mine coal cost, local cost?
So it is index based, sir. So depending on the quality of the grade that comes out of the mine, so there is an index. So there is an index on that basis. So it depends. The index fluctuates from monthly. Every month, the new prices come in the index depending on the rates of imported coal and the SECL or CIL coal, and they have a formula. It's a formula-based index. So based on that index, the rate of the coal, the grade of the coal is decided.
What was our grade of the coal? What was the calorific value last?
Primarily, our grade of coal is around G14 to G12 grade of coal. And based on the index, it comes to around 1,800 to 2,200 rupees.
2,000 rupees per ton?
Per ton. And plus your cess plus GST.
So that comes to how much total?
Plus transportation also, sir.
So maybe how much, roughly, no.
There are a varieties of grades. It will be very difficult to specify because we are producing G12, G14, G17, then washing, upgradation. There are multiples. So giving any specific number on the pricing will be very difficult.
Okay, give a range, sir. Give a range of average. So then how much cost?
It will range between 4,000 to 7,000 depending upon the quality.
Okay. But then our quality of the G17 is how much kilocalories per kg?
That is specified by the Coal India Limited. You can verify that is grades are specified.
Okay, very good. And Coal India is now selling the coal produced by Coal India on auction basis or on the merger?
So it has long-term linkage also, sir. 5 years. Long-term linkage is also available, which they come from time to time. You can block your coal in that. It's an auction process. And they come out with the spot auction also.
Spot auction also are transparent?
Yes.
Because the way the prices have risen, we feel corruption in Coal India. We fear rather, not we feel it. We fear corruption. So the better thing is that they auction it.
I don't have any comments regarding your statement.
Yes, I understand. Thank you, sir, again for your very good results.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Actually, sir, I have two questions. As it was available from the result that the ferroalloys realizations have increased, so how are you looking at the demand on the ferroalloys front? Like, is there any actual demand going on? Are we expecting that this demand to continue going forward in Q4 of this year and Q1 of next year as well?
On demand front, we are finding very good demand for the product. And that is the reason why the prices are moving up. And we don't foresee in the near future any fall in the prices, at least in the near future.
And sir, what about in the steel segment? Like, what is the demand outlook on the same? Like, are we witnessing in slowdown of demand on that side? Or is it just the same, or is it just a quarter thing and the demand would again be back based on our order book currently?
No, now what you see is that almost in all the states, the COVID situation is improving. And thus, all the construction activities are again... All the projects have started. So we see a pickup in demand in coming future. Also, the coal and coke prices that has become, I mean, we don't see any reduction in prices also.
So you are not seeing any reduction on the raw material price side, on the coal and coke front?
No, on the coal and coke front, the prices look very robust and increasing.
Okay. So all in all, we can expect a good quarter for ferroalloys in like a good Q4 for ferroalloys as well?
Should be.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jayesh Parekh from JMP Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Sir, I need one small clarification. In budget, it was announced that all the anti-dumping duty on import of steel and various other products has been totally removed. Will this have any impact on our finished sales of billets or wire rods or wires?
It will not have any impact. In fact, in the budget, they have also mentioned that these scrap duties they are extending it by another 1 year.
Okay.
So in terms of the scrap imports, they are extending it for another 1 year. What they have removed is for the stainless steel sector.
Okay. So we will not have any impact according to you, right?
Yeah, for any alloy steel production products and stainless steel products, they have removed it. Yeah, it doesn't impact our category of products.
Thank you for clarification, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Renuka Jadhav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the Sikkim Hydro project. So you have mentioned that you have started repaying its debt. So if you could give the numbers, like how much you have repaid and what is your plan going forward?
We have prepaid amount of about 115 crores.
Okay.
As we stated in our initial address. And maybe the amount which failed due is about maybe 7-8 crores. So total about 120 crores of the amount we have prepaid in the current quarter.
Okay. So how is your plan going forward?
No, we are in the process of refinancing the debt from the new lender. So maybe after negotiation with the existing lender, if rates are reduced, that is also possibility. That negotiation is going on and that will be closed before end of the current quarter.
Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nagesh Rajana from NR's family office. Please go ahead.
Very good morning, Sadarji. Congratulations on an outstanding quarter. I have two questions. When I go through your margins quarter on quarter, I see substantial fluctuation, between quarter one to quarter three. From a 28.4% to 34% to 22.5% in PBT, as well as, equal fluctuation in PAT. My first question is, why such a fluctuation in your profit margin? And the second question is, what kind of a profit margin one can actually look for, going forward?
You see, there have been a price fluctuations in a very wide range, both in the finished goods as well as raw material. In case of finished goods, you see the pellet has gone up to 18,000 also and back to 9,000. Same is the case with the coal. Coal had gone up from 7,000 to 18,000. So when the prices of the raw material and finished goods both are fluctuating in a wider range, the margin percentage are bound to fluctuate in a wider range. And giving outlook, whatever we could say, we have already given in our address. It will be very difficult to give any further guidance in the matter because market is volatile.
I respect it. But with some kind of a broad range from quarter four to next year, would you have some kind of a broad range?
No, in the present market conditions, when prices of the raw materials are also fluctuating in a wider range and China factor has become a very vital aspect, when China imports in a bigger way, then prices fluctuate in much larger level. So giving outlook specific figures will be very difficult. Overall scenario, whatever we could say on the outlook has already been given in our address.
Understand. Can I ask one more question? When I look at your quarter-on-quarter revenue, your quarter three revenue was, substantially lower than quarter two. Could there be any reason?
Yes, that we have told ki in the second quarter, one aspect was hydropower generation is at its peak in second quarter.
Okay.
Marginally, the revenue is marginally lower. That is only on account of that. Otherwise, marginally is not, revenue is not lower much. If you see our revenue in the second quarter was 1,025 crores and in third quarter it is 999 crores, almost 1,000 crores. It's hardly 25 crores of difference. That is mainly on account of the hydro revenue. Otherwise, third quarter revenue is higher than the second quarter.
And what could be the projections for quarter four and in terms of revenue? What can we expect?
It should be in line. I think second and third quarter, if it is in the range of 1,000 crores, it should fall in line.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Shah from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just a small clarification on a net debt data. Sir, you mentioned 1,200 crore. Have I heard it right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so about 1,600 odd is a consolidated debt and roughly 400 crore is the cash in the book. That's the right understanding, correct, sir?
Yes, and investments.
Okay, yeah. That's what, yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you. Correctly understood.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations for the good results.
Thank you.
Sir, I wanted to know, I have two, three small points. One is the demand for ferroalloys for the fourth quarter and the first quarter of FY23. That is one. And the other one, since we are going into the production of the coal, then the cost your difference would be around 10,000 per ton for at least the Raipur plant. So if we see that, will there be a saving of 200 crores per annum on the coal itself if the prices remain the same?
Sir, regarding coal, what we are producing, what we are getting from the coal mine is around G12, G14 grade.
Yes, sir.
It cannot be compared with the high-grade coal that comes from South Africa.
Yeah, वो मैं समझ रहा हूँ sir. मेरे कहने का है आप beneficiate भी करेंगे उसको, you will be upgrading it.
नहीं नहीं, but beneficiate करके upgrade करके भी वो उस level का नहीं होता है. You have to understand.
Okay.
So the RB1, RB2, RB3 grade coal is being used in sponge iron. Whereas the G12, G14 grade coal is being used for all the power plants, for captive okay. power plants. So after upgradation also, we can upgrade it. So that can be used, but we cannot eliminate the use of
imported coal.
Absolutely.
अच्छा तो भी सर मान लीजिए 7,000 और 17,000 का 10,000 रुपया पर टन का जो फर्क है तो उसमें 200 करोड़ नहीं अपनी सेविंग पर एनम 100 करोड़ तो होगी सर
शुड बी
हाँ हाँ जस्ट जस्ट अप्रोक्स और कोक का जो है सर कोक प्राइसेस आर नाउ स्टेबल एंड इट हैज स्लाइटली कम डाउन
नहीं सर इनफैक्ट लास्ट वीक further there has been increase of 500 rupees a ton so almost it is going above 45,000 rupees a ton
so apna normally consumption kitna hota hai sir
apna consumption coke ka is there in ferroalloys plant only
Aha.
so apna 50% of our FC requirement comes from coke so
Jee.
so उसमें एक इम्पैक्ट पड़ता है दैट्स वाई वी टोल्ड ऑल्सो दैट द प्राइसेस ऑफ फेरोलॉयज डजंट लुक लाइक इट विल गो डाउन और स्टील प्रोडक्ट्स इट डजंट लुक लाइक इट दैट विल गो डाउन इन कमिंग क्वार्टर
जी हाँ नहीं नहीं वो मैं समझ रहा हूँ सर इनफैक्ट आपको Q2 टू Q3 में फेरोलॉयज की प्राइसेस तो इनफैक्ट यू आर रियलाइजेशन हैज बीन बेटर एज अ बेटर ऑफ फैक्ट
यस
हाँ तो अभी अप्रोक्सीमेटली किस रेंज में अपना फेरोलॉयज जा रहा है सर
अभी 1,05,000 के आसपास है
बट सर क्वार्टर टू में तो ये 90,000 से 1,40,000 के बीच में था सर
हाँ तो 1,40,000 तक गया था देट वॉज जस्ट touching you to 1,40,000. It was not the average realization.
Okay. But then apna production cost kitna padta hai, sir?
Production cost बहुत volatile रहता है कहाँ ना depends क्या कोयले की price में इतनी ज़्यादा volatile
नहीं मैं समझ रहा हूँ sir एक just range एक idea के हिसाब से sir
will be very difficult to give because it's a, in and that will create a confusion only
confusion okay sir अच्छा sir ये mark to market losses क्या होते हैं sir on currency
नहीं currency का नहीं जो investment रहते हैं जैसे हमारे कुछ equity investment था हमारी balance sheet पे
हाँ
हाँ इक्विटी की प्राइस जो फ्लक्चुएट होती है तो उसके कारण हमारे को एक बुक एंट्री में लेना पड़ता है
ओके दिस इज नोशनल बेसिकली
टोटली नोशनल दिसंबर में जैसे क्या थोड़ा इक्विटी मार्केट डाउन था
हाँ हाँ
उस समय प्राइसेस थोड़ी करेक्ट हुई थी तो उसके कारण एक नोशनल एंट्री है दैट इज नॉट ए एक्चुअल लॉस
ओ दिस इज अच्छा तो इन जनरल अगर अपन हाइड्रो पावर और मार्क टू मार्केट लॉसेज निकाल दें
क्या
तो वी हैव डन बेटर देन Q2
यस यस
ओके सर
थैंक यू Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ketan Shah from Abacus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, if I ask the price rise which we have taken in last couple of months are sufficient enough to take care of the cost push due to higher raw material, both coke and coal and other raw material or do we need to take some more price rise in case if this raw material price prevails what it is right now? That is what I think he was trying to understand.
Yeah, I think a price rise in the raw material is reasonably offset by the price rise in the finished goods. So we have been able to pass on the price rise of raw material on the finished side.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manvardhan Bait from Laurel Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Wanted to understand what is the capex that is lined up here on and what would be the commissioning schedule for the various sort of expansion plans that we have?
No, as already stated in our address, this ferroalloys plant in Visakhapatnam will be commissioned in the next financial year. Then our Reher hydropower project of 25 megawatt will be commissioned in FY 24-25. One coal mine and washery has already started in this quarter. And second coal mine will take 4 years. Between three to four years from here. These are the three major projects which are going on. Rest are,
So on account of the coal mine and washery that have started, what would be the savings that we will generate on an annual basis? A ballpark figure, given where prices are right now?
Figure is already discussed. Prices may fluctuate. We expect it should be in the range of, I think, EBITDA level, it should be in the range of 1,000 rupees a ton on minimum side. So that should be the earning on the coal mine.
Okay. So even in the present scenario of coal prices, still the savings will be at 1,000 rupees.
It may increase in the present scenario, but how long it will sustain and all those things are there.
Of course, pricing is not under anyone's control, but that's what I wanted to understand from...
We take a longer term view because in the short term prices may fluctuate and presently also fluctuation in the coal prices vary from grade of coal. It's
absolutely
more fluctuation is on the very high grade of coal RB1, RB2 which is used in the process industries as a reductant and etc. Not from the energy perspective. The pricing of the low-grade coal which is used generally for the energy requirements of the power plant and other heating purposes, their price increase is not that much.
Fair enough. And on the hydel power front, since Sikkim is, has been commissioned this year, it's yet to see a full year revenue. So there is obviously the seasonality quarter two to quarter three. Just wanted to understand the seasonality. I mean, in the sense, will quarter four be better than quarter three? Will it be like quarter two or will it be some?
Quarter four is a little poorer than the quarter three.
Okay.
Because the minimum water availability is in the quarter four.
Okay. So Q1, Q2 will be better quarters for this particular side of the business. Q3, Q4 will be weaker quarters.
No, Q2 is the best quarter, then Q3, then comes Q1 and then Q4.
Okay. Fair enough. Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Ajay, good afternoon.
Sir, just wanted to understand, has the price increase we have taken so far is sufficient enough to meet the cost inflation? So essentially what I'm looking at the margins sustainability in 4Q and going forward.
Yeah, the margin should remain sustainable given in the present scenario.
And
we have been able to pass price increase in the finished goods so far.
Understood, sir. Sir, in terms of ferroalloy plant upgradation, so given that the prices have been pretty good and in terms of upgradation, we may lose out some of the volumes during a peak pricing time. So just wanted to understand, are we still going through with our plan or we would delay it and try to take advantage of the good pricing scenario?
As told in our address, we have upgraded all our ferroalloy furnaces, and all our ferroalloy furnaces are running at full capacity from November 2021.
Understood, sir. And sir, lastly, the capex figure, if you could give us what we have spent so far, a total yearly target and next year target.
We'll come back to you offline.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhukar, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Sir, we are manufacturing steel through sponge iron route, while other large manufacturers are doing it through blast furnace route, which uses coke, which is very costly. What is the difference in cost of production due to coke or coal in production of 1 ton of steel?
Sir, definitely there is a huge difference in cost of production, but the end product that the large manufacturers are making is little different than what we are making. They are making HR coils, they are making alloyed steel, they are making very high grade of steel, and for which the realization is also much higher.
Yeah, but if you can, just for understanding, our coal cost is very low, so sponge iron route is much cheaper than blast furnace. So what approximate difference in cost?
Through sponge iron and induction furnace route, we make MS grade steel, and through blast furnace route, they make alloy steel and HR coils.
Very true, sir. But cost of production, if you can throw some light, if it is possible.
Both are not comparable at all.
Okay.
Sponge iron is ultimately used again in the liquid metal manufacturing, whereas in case of blast furnace, it is a direct liquid metal.
It goes
to the induction furnace, so sponge iron cannot directly be compared with the liquid metal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Murli Sandalwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning. Actually, sir, I want to understand that recently Tata Steel has bought Neelachal Ispat at enterprise value of around 30,000 crore. There the capacity is around 1.1 million ton per annum. So how you look at this deal? Can you please throw some light on it?
It's not only the capacity of the plant which got the value. I think there are other intangible assets. They have got certain mining rights or mines.
Yeah, they have across some 100 million tons of...
Yeah, so valuation includes, I think, that effect also. It's on not only on the capacity of 1.1 million ton. You have to see the entirety of the assets or benefits they are getting attached with the plant.
Okay. So if you look only at the capacity, And if you compare to our company, then how you look at this deal? And if you compare the valuation of SADA and that Neelachal stock?
No, both are not comparable at all. They are in a different route. We are on a different route. There are different products. Not at all are comparable.
Okay, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon again. Sir, ye coke ka price jo itna jyada ho ja raha hai abhi international market mein, are we not planning for putting any small coke oven plant ki jahan apna consumption bhi ho jaye aur dusron ko bhi de sake market mein?
Sir, yahan par generally coking coal available nahi hai. Coking coal bhi import karna padta hai.
Ji.
बहुत कम प्रोडक्शन होता है कंट्री में कोकिंग कोल का जिससे कोक बनता है.
हाँ,
क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली कोकिंग कोल भी बहुत एक्सपेंसिव हो गया है
जी.
तो फॉर दैट रीजन वी हैव नॉट येट थॉट एंड आर रिक्वायरमेंट इज आल्सो वेरी लेस. मतलब
आपने क्या ईयरली रिक्वायरमेंट क्या रहता है सर कोक का?
बहुत कम आएगा. अपना क्या आएगा, 20-30 हजार टन से ऊपर आता नहीं है.
Oh, अच्छा 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 अच्छा. ओके ओके.
Our requirement is very low. We use only in ferroalloys, not material here.
People who have a blast furnace route, they have a huge requirement of coke, and that's why they have a coking coal plant.
अच्छा अच्छा. ठीक है सर. और एक रिक्वेस्ट खाली सर, मार्केट में फ्लोट बहुत कम है सारडा एनर्जी का, तो काइंडली स्टॉक स्प्लिट के बारे में सोचिए.
ठीक है सर, बिल्कुल.
नहीं नहीं, रियली सर, बिकॉज मार्केट में फ्लोट बहुत कम है.
ओके ओके. नहीं, वी आर नोटिंग योर सजेशन. वी डेफिनेटली टेक इट अप.
प्लीज सर, प्लीज सर, प्लीज सर. थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ मधुकर, अ शेयर होल्डर. प्लीज गो अहेड.
सर, इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस लेटर ऑन व्हाट ईमेल आईडी शुड वी राइट? बिकॉज
वी हैव गिवन इन आवर प्रेजेंटेशन दिस email ID is also given there on the presentation.
Same place I can write.
And Joshi, you can write NJOSHI.
Okay.
At scml.co.in.
You are.
If you see it, is there? It is mentioned.
Pardon, sir.
On the last page of the presentation, the details are mentioned.
Okay, I will see that. And this is the best time you are passing through. The steel industry is passing through in the history. You can always look at bonus and extra dividend. Because जब पैसे वाले हो तो आप दान करो ना थोड़ा ज्यादा, बाद में नहीं कर पाओगे.
Sir, whatever is in the best interest of all the shareholders, we will, I mean, board will take a call accordingly.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star followed by one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Sarda for closing comments.
We thank all the investors for participation in our earnings con call. As already stated, the performance in the third quarter has been more or less in line with second quarter, except for the hydropower business and this mark-to-market notional losses book. And as stated in the outlook, coal mines have started, work has started. All these things will add up to our competitive advantages, and hopefully we are quite hopeful that things will go in a better way. With this, we thank all the participants once again. If anyone has any query, they can connect on the coordinates given in our presentation or information given on the websites of the stock exchanges. Anytime they are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sharda Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.